It was winter, and the chill was bitter on the Mount of Olives. From Jerusalem, across the narrow cleft of the Kidron Valley, came the smell of smoke, incense, and burning flesh from the temple, and its foulness mixed with the turpentine odor of terebinth trees on the mountain. On an open slope, only a short descent from the village of Bethpage, slumbered the immense trade caravan of Patros of Palmyra. The hour was late, and even the great merchant's favorite stallion had ceased munching on the low pistachio bushes and settled down against a soft hedge of laurel. Beyond the long row of silent tents, strands of thick hemp curled around four ancient olive trees. They formed a square corral, enclosing shapeless forms of camels and asses huddled together to draw warmth from each other's body. Except for two guards patrolling near the baggage wagons, the only movement in the camp was the tall and moving shadow outlined against the goat's hair wall of Patros' great tent. Inside, Patros paced angrily back and forth, pausing occasionally to frown and shake his head at the youth kneeling timidly near the tent opening. Finally, he lowered his ailing body to the gold-woven rug and beckoned the lad to move closer. "Hafid, you have always been as my own. I am perplexed and puzzled by your strange request. Are you not content with your work?" The boy's eyes were fixed on the rug. "No, sire. Perhaps the ever-increasing size of our caravans has made your task of tending to all our animals too great?" "No, sire." "Then kindly repeat your request. Include also, in thy words, the reasoning behind such an unusual request."